The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by the book that nearly everybody needs. If you read the Bible, and if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you do. My book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, will help you correctly pronounce those difficult Bible names you come across. Every name in the Bible, from every English translation, is in the book. I've devised an easy method to show you how to pronounce the names so that when you run across one, you'll be able to look it up and know how to say it. That makes it more fun and more interesting. And if you read the Bible out loud at church, my book will help eliminate those embarrassing times when you stumble across those long names. You'll sound like a scholar. The book is available as a download in PDF form, or you can buy a real physical book. Check it out at my website, easybiblenamesguide.com. Thank you. Hi there, welcome to episode 542 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. I apologize for there being no show yesterday. The lovely lady Leanne and I visited some friends in Palm Springs on Sunday and I didn't get back in time to record an episode for you. I'm sorry about that. If this is your first time here, normally we're here Monday through Friday. Thanks for checking in today. For longtime members of the LifeSpring Family, sorry for disappointing you yesterday. Why don't you show the newcomers around, okay? Anyway, lots of people say I need to read the Bible more, but golly, I just don't seem to be able to stick to it. Well, this is the podcast that helps you do that. And here's how it works. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today, being Tuesday, we're going to conclude the New Testament book of Colossians with a reading of chapters 3 and 4. Let's begin. Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak to the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas and the church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today, Paul spoke quite a lot about how we as believers should behave. What I want to focus on for a minute or two was in chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Here that is again. Paul said, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So, those who are outside are non-believers, those who don't have a relationship with Jesus. Well, how do we walk in wisdom in regards to those folks? Well, we should treat them in such a way that we don't make it any more difficult for them to accept Jesus than it already is. Not that it's difficult to accept Jesus, but if they haven't yet come to that point, for some people that's a hard decision to make. So don't be rude to them. Don't insult them. Treat them with respect. In short, treat them as Jesus treated non-believers. Ask them questions as he did. Make them think about what they believe and why they believe as they do. And then in answering their questions, give them thoughtful answers. Remember, our primary purpose for being on planet Earth is to draw people to Jesus. If we follow Paul's instructions here in chapter 4, we'll be much more effective than if we pick fights or call them names. What do you think? Let me hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Before I say goodbye, I'd like to remind you to go to easybiblenamesguide.com and check out Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Really, saying the long names isn't all that difficult when you know how. My special thanks to my friendly editor for his continuing support of the show. If you'd like to see how you can be a supporter, go to support.lifespringmedia.com and see what we have over there. Thank you for your consideration. Tomorrow we are going to complete the book of Jeremiah. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.